Welcome back. We are here now with the Upper Merion Farmers Market Advisory Board, and I see members that are here with us now. I'll turn the floor over to them and allow them the opportunity to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Beth Davis, Chair of the Farmers Market Board.
I'm Brian Sell, Program Coordinator for Parks and Rec, also the Staff Liaison for the Farmers Market Board.
I am Lauren Dare, and I am the Secretary.
All right, so tonight I'm going to talk to you about our farmers market. So this is our mission statement. It is unchanged from previous years. Our mission is still to support our local economy, to provide fresh products to our residents, and to enrich the quality of life in Upper Merion and support sustainable agriculture in Pennsylvania. This is our market structure. So I'm not going to read all these words, and it's a really wordy slide, and this is intentional because I wanted to point out how much our special events have really kind of grown and how much more we're doing with them now than we were before. So you can really see that, you know, early on in last season, they were, you know, we had stuff going on, but then you can really see how, like, Peach Fest, it really started to take off, and we really started to focus more on doing things that would get our vendors involved and would benefit directly to our vendors, and just having, like, more going on, really feeling like, oh, this is, like, something really special happening. So again, you can see this has continued. We really did a lot last year in terms of special events. So, you know, we had October Friday nights, every Friday night in October, except for the first Friday night. We did, big farmers market. We had all kinds of stuff going on. Those were very, very well attended. And then we had our chili cook-off in November, and we had our Winter Wonderland again in December. I think one of the most popular things that we, well, two of the most popular things that we started doing were, one was buying products directly from the vendors to create like gift baskets that would then be raffled off. That was incredibly popular. Doing giveaways, like at Peach Fest, we did a basket of peaches giveaway like every hour. And we also did like a baking competition that was very popular. So all things that were more, really focused on what we were there for, bringing that all together. Just some pictures because they're so pretty with the vegetables and the flowers, and it's just like you can just get so many things at our market now. You can see, you know, these are just examples of like a farmer's market haul that they were doing for social media, and you can really see like there's a really wide variety of products that you can come and get at the market now. These are just some pictures from our special events. Bottom corner, you can see the Peach Fest baking contest. We literally had a line of people, you know, coming in to try the different baked goods. You can see the picture there, and then in the top corner, those are from our first October Friday night market. It was a very popular event. And the one in the bottom, that one might be from October as well. And then we also have just one of our vendors there selling popcorn and Buddy the Elf and Santa Claus from Winter Wonderland. So I think one thing I wanted to talk about this year that's a little bit different is really focusing on the strengthening and building our connections within the community, but also within the larger region, I would say. So one thing that we strengthened was we hosted a BCA scholarship recipient this year. We did outreach to new residents, which is something we've been doing, but we really continue to do that and reinforce that. We partner with the Community Cupboard, and that's something I want to do even more of this coming year. We also were involved in the comprehensive plan input, not only at our meetings, but in having the farmers market be a forum for providing that input. We partnered with the bid and local businesses. One example is we just had a table at Bright Bash, but we continue to partner with the bid, consistently for the last 2 years or so. And we also are having a table at the Earth Day Festival this weekend that everyone should come visit. then the things that we're building and getting more involved with, because what we're seeing is some of the challenges we face are challenges that are common across, the area. And so I've really gotten involved with Penn State Extension, our market managers forum, and they also had a conference series this past March. Every Friday in March, they had a virtual conference that I attended. And I really found the Penn State Extension to be a really, really valuable resource for learning about farmers markets, learning about, just really at the Pennsylvania state level, what is impacting us. Also, Montgomery County started a food policy council this year. They have a subset of that council that focuses on farmers markets. So we have a farmers market forum now. I think it's going to take place like bi-yearly. We just had our first one last month. And that's another really helpful resource to learn, build connections with Montgomery County farmers markets. And to also kind of learn what's impacting all of us and how we can overcome those challenges together. And then at the different issues that are emerging, some of the things that I've learned from building those new connections, some of them are at the township level, some of them are at more the regional level, so I'll get into that in the next slide. But two things I want to highlight here, climate change and sustainability. So this is something that is impacting obviously everybody across the world, but something that has really come up through Penn State Extension and Montco Food Policy Council is focusing on how do we ensure the safety of our staff and vendors and patrons when we're facing things like extreme weather, extreme heat, even extreme cold. And then how do we ensure, vendor compliance to our sustainability initiatives as well? Because they're a part of our community, they're part of our food system. How do we make sure that they're holding, our values and our standards that we've set forth? The other piece is community education. So explaining the importance of shopping local, participating in a circular economy, buying fresh foods that are grown, and meeting the people that grow your food. Another piece of this is building connections between community members and farmers and, really, like I just said, getting to know the people who grow your food. And this was interesting, so I know that's really small and hard to see. I can email it to you. But this is a little, sorry, so the snippet is separate from the bullet. So according to our survey, which was our 2024 season survey conducted this past fall, 30% of our patrons responded that they actually tried a new or unfamiliar fruit or vegetable since becoming a patron of our market. And I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. and then the snippet that's below it, the question was, would you benefit from the following to help inform you on certain fruits and vegetables? And a lot of people responded that they would be interested in like sampling different fruits and vegetables that are for sale, learning more about a SNAP program, eating healthy nutrition demo, cooking demo, and informational garden sessions. So those seem to be things that people are really interested in, and that's something we can explore doing more. So this is more talking about that broader landscape of challenges that we're facing. So local farmers, they face a lot of challenges, and then that causes us to face challenges with getting them to be a part of our market. So, how can we build a resilient local food system as farmers are facing challenges? They're facing climate change that has changed. It's already changed the growing cycles of a lot of crops in Pennsylvania. So, for example, people might come wanting cherries. Well, cherries either haven't come in yet or they already did. So people are just coming and expecting things to be there that may not be there. The land value around us is extremely high, and it makes farming difficult to access for a lot of farmers. Diseases such as bird flu, they impact a lot of factory farming. That is one way we can be resilient as a farmers market and supporting these small farms. Tariffs are going to have a big impact. A lot of farmers export a lot of their goods. A lot of them are going to be hurt by that. And loss of subsidies and revenue sources. A lot of grants are drying up that support local farms. And that's going to have an impact on them. Another thing is the certifications. So people come thinking, you know, they're looking for that maybe organic certification or other things. There's really a lack of education around what the different levels of certification mean, such as PA Preferred versus Certified Organic. A lot of our local farmers do grow using organic practices, but becoming Certified Organic is extremely expensive. This is also an essential outlet for our local small businesses, so it's really a critical piece of our economy. I know it seems like a nice to have, like a fun thing to do on the weekend, and it is, but it's really more than that. It really contributes to our food system, to our economy by being an outlet for small businesses. For some people, you know, that have such small operation, it's the only way that they can sell in this community. Challenges that we're facing are not unique to our own community. A lot of them are statewide and countywide, and so that's why building these broader coalitions are really important. And it's also critical social infrastructure. So it's really a key place for you know, coming together, meeting new people in our community. And it's temporary, but it does serve as a third space. So third space being somewhere that's not home or work, where you can go, you can spend time, you can hang out with people and meet new people. And so it really does serve a really critical role in our community. So these are just some metrics. We did have to shift the way that we were counting our metrics when we moved locations because we no longer could count cars, things like that. So in our new location, we decided that our vendor recruitment and retention counts would serve as our metrics for monitoring, you know, how the market is performing. So as you can see, now I have 2 years of data compiled, although I don't have the attrition data from 2024 naturally, so I have 1 year of attrition data. And you can see that, you know, even just last year is 2024 is the dark green, 2023 is dark green, 2024, I have the wrong dates down there. I did it based on the presentation year. But the seasons, 2023 and 2024, you can see we have 49 new vendors this season, which is awesome. And we have 44 returning vendors, which is almost double the amount of returning vendors we had in 2024. So we lost 26 vendors this year. But looking at the other data, everything is going up, and that's what we want to see. So I think that that is really good to see that. I think it really shows that we're improving and that people want to be at our market. Metrics continued. So we also have a survey that helps us with our metrics. And one thing you can see here, not only did we see vendor recruitment and retention increase, but we also saw even survey participation increase drastically. So some of the comments I'm just highlighting because there are so many comments. But basically from the vendor perspective, things that they love jasmine. They all wrote down jasmine in the thing. They're very happy at Norview Farm. They really feel a sense of community at our market. They're very happy there. Vendors do want to see us advertise more. They want to see us have better signage. And they also wanted to see us end our regular season earlier. We really had poor attendance in November after Chili Cook-Off. I don't know if people thought that, or I'm sorry, not after Chili Cook-Off, after October, after the October markets, attendance really fell off. That's also when the weather started to get cold. It wasn't as desirable, and vegetable farming really slowed down at that point, so we had much less produce. Our patrons, they love our vendors, especially the produce and the baked goods. They enjoy supporting local businesses, and they come out for the community atmosphere. Things our patrons want are increased market hours, better signage, and more produce options. So this is just some highlights of vendors that we had last year that are coming back this year. So almost we'll have 5 returning farms, which is super exciting. We have lots of ready-to-eat people. So Homestyle, who does pizzas, Junebug, who now does savory foods, A-Season Chef, she does all kinds of different prepared foods, Hank's Cinnamon Buns, Mumbai Fusion. Consumables is where I'm really excited. You know, we have bread and they're returning, which is awesome. All kinds of different preserves. We actually had a second bakery join us last year. So these are some awesome vendors that we have. These are some new vendor highlights. So this year we're getting 3 new farms. Maria the farmer, she's actually part of a cultivate group where they have people that have special needs and they help them start businesses. Some of them are farming businesses. So Brian Groff Sells Produce is also part of this program, and I think that's really cool. We're going to have Cut Your Own Microgreens this year. And Foxfield Flowers is also a similar program to the cultivate group, which is exciting. We're going to have empanadas, Italian strombolis. A vendor that's selling a wide variety of tater salads, Curry Bowl 97, who does all kinds of Indian food. Properly Pressed is like pressed juices. We have an organic olive oil vendor and 2 additional sourdough bakeries. And just one way I wanted to highlight that our market really helps support, you know, these small businesses, are highlighting some of the things that are exciting for these businesses that, you know, they, you know, really benefited from being at our market and getting to where they are. So both of our farms, Stony Ridge and Norris Farm Stand, are expanding their offerings this year, and they're both with us for the full season. Junebug now offers all kinds of savory options and drinks. Homestyle bought 2 pizza ovens and makes fresh-to-order pizzas at the market. Both the Johnnery and Hank's Cinnamon Buns were featured on Fox 29. Spotted Horse and Corey Hill were on 6ABC. And Rora's actually opened up a brick-and-mortar shop in Skipback. And luckily, they're still coming back to our market this year. So that's exciting. And then looking forward to this season. Our regular season starts on May 17th and goes through September 27th. Our hours are staying the same as they were last year, which is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That really worked out nicely for us. The special events are gonna be a little bit different this year from last year. So our opening day is also gonna be our strawberry festival this year. That's when we had to do it because that's when strawberries are in season. And that is on May 17th. Then we have our Zucchini 500, which is on July 19th. Chili Cook-Off on September 27th. October Friday Night Market, we're only doing 1 this year, and it's gonna be on October 24th. We're actually gonna do a pre-Thanksgiving market this year, which is a little bit different than how we've done it in the past. So that's gonna be end of November. And then Winter Wonderland on December 12th. Just a special thanks to our Board of Supervisors, to Dan Russell, to Dave Dolga and the Norview Farm team, and also Marianne Ahern because she's an awesome volunteer. And then just welcome to our 16th season. I want to highlight, you know, again, market's a beloved community amenity. It really acts as like our main street, our main gathering point in Upper Marion. And residents and vendors are both excited about this season. And one thing I just want to highlight, and this is something I've also taken from, you know, joining those broader coalitions and really understanding the role that farmers markets play in our community and in our food system, is that, you know, farmers markets, including ours, they're not a nice to have. They're a critical part of our local economy and food system, and they will be key to our community's resilience in the face of new challenges. That's it.
Well, as the liaison to the Farmers Market Board, I'll lead this off. I usually let the others speak first, but I'll lead this off since I'm the liaison. Thank you for that excellent presentation. Even being involved at the Farmers Market, I'm still excited about all the offerings and just what the Farmers Market means. Being one of the founding members of the Farmers Market and seeing us now 16th season is just remarkable. And I will say that this current iteration of management and the team for the farmers market has weathered a lot of challenges over the last couple of years. We did our move from the township building to Norview. We had issues with our canopies from storms, the canopies collapsed. We had a new pavilion that was being built, and we had to have a temporary market area over at Norview. And just to navigate all the challenges that had to happen, the traffic flow and getting word out to the patrons about things that were happening and just all of the behind the scenes stuff. This team has just been amazing, and I'm so proud of everyone and all that you do. And it just keeps getting better and better. And you always think that, like, okay, we've arrived, but we haven't. It just gets better and better. And Beth, you're so correct that this, it's just not a farmer's market. So it's not just a place you go, you buy food, you go home. There's so much more to this farmer's market on so many levels for our township. It's an amenity that is just so valuable. It's a community gathering space. And people come, your friends and your neighbors, and just being able to interact at that level. And it's just a happy place to be. Supporting the local economy, that yes, anything that we can do to help that with our small businesses, we're all about that. So the farmers market supports all of that. So there are just so many benefits to this farmers market. And I just implore anyone who has not come to our farmers market, you just have to come, because it is just an experience beyond itself. And this past year, I saw that we started to have, we became more of a regional market than we were in the past. And I don't know if maybe the exposure at the township building that people didn't know how to find us, maybe. I'm not exactly sure what happened, that the move to Norview really expanded our territory, and that new faces that we've never seen before. And I was part of the team that helped direct traffic. So I would stand at the top of the hill and show people where to go, because you had to change the traffic flow. And people would open up their window and say comments to me. And new people that were, hey, I just heard about your farmer's market. I'm from Lansdowne, or I'm from Collegeville. And over, we're hearing that. So this past year was the first year that we saw that regional attraction to our farmer's market. So we've arrived at that level that we're not just a local farmer's market anymore. And we're part of that economic system that just, it's just a wonderful thing. And I can't speak more highly of the farmer's market. It's just, I'm just so proud of it. So I'll turn the floor over then to my colleagues and see if anyone else has anything to share about the market.
Zucchini 500, man. Chili cook-off.
Greg, pressure's on. You have not volunteered with us to do any of the events, so.
Super servers.
With our aprons, super servers. Maybe we can get Greg there.
With the increase in the number of chili contestants, we need more super servers.
And it doesn't conflict with something that I tend to do on Saturdays in the fall, and then I will be there.
But we did get a letter from Merlin that said that you can be excused from
one of the directors.
I haven't realized I'm like the only fan in the stands. So
he's very.
Well, that's true. Because even my son says we just sit out in tailgate.
Yeah,
we don't go out.
I do that too. I thought I heard that a bike rack is coming to the farmers market, but maybe not. Maybe it's just a thought.
Awesome.
It would be certainly be helpful, because as some of you have seen, when I go, I usually bike over, sometimes a walk or drive, but mainly I bike, and I'm like racking it up to anything I can find. But a bike rack would be very helpful for I think some of our more active.
We
residents.
Are trying to get one of the money
the...
Oh, ATM machines.
Well, not
no?
No. The grant, the BCA grant.
Oh,
so that might, that could be part of the BCA grant if it goes through, you know? I mean, that's a, we never really thought about it, but that's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
I've been writing things on my list. I'll add that to the list for the next meeting.
The one thing that really jumped out in the presentation to me was the 30% stat. There's one indigenous Pennsylvania fruit that I've never had that I've looked around for many times called pawpaws.
Oh,
but I've never seen anybody.
We used to have pawpaws?
We used to have pawpaws.
Yeah, we got pawpaws.
Very small season.
Yeah, and it's apparently bought out by restaurateurs and then.
Livingood had pawpaws.
Livingood,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did. And very yummy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's on
Sorry.
Me for not realizing.
Yeah. We don't currently, but maybe we can again. Maybe one of our.
We can ask.
They're real hard.
Daniel?
I mean, yeah, they're real hard. From everything I've read over the years, it's a very small season, bought up heavily by restaurateurs. Yeah.
She used to have the little recipe card because she would be like, they're very delicate. She was always all about them.
I know that the Shade Tree Commission does their tree sale, with partnering with PHS every year. And Zach and I bought 4 trees from them, and one of the tree options was a pawpaw tree.
Okay.
So you could get one.
Put on his balcony.
I have no direct sun on my balcony, so that probably wouldn't work. But,
I'll throw one right. I'll do it. I'll take them for the team.
Yeah.
Like you scooped them out.
It was an option on that list. I know, it is local and residents could buy them and grow them. Yeah.
I mean, I know residents who literally have peach trees in there. I've got a friend who's like giving. Yeah, I've got a friend who literally, lives less than a mile from here. Literally gives away, peaches to anybody who wants it because they have so many that aren't.
My neighbors have a pear and cherry trees.
Yeah.
In fact, when you said the cherry trees were in season, I'm like, oh, I need to go check because I usually take a ladder.
Help yourself to some cherries.
Well, they let me. So. Oh, and figs. I have figs on the other side. I harvest figs all the time.
And I love the bike rack idea because, especially in our location where we are now, I mean, it's not far from the township building, but it is much more conducive to walking or biking to that location. Mm-hmm. And I want to do anything we can to encourage people to not drive there.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do anything to get people to walk or bike, I absolutely would be, supportive of that.
I think our foot traffic has increased as well with the move, that all those neighborhoods that are tucked back there is more accessible to them.
Building that pathway was really helpful. That's been very, from a safety perspective and from a getting there perspective, that's been very helpful.
There will be bike lanes on Henderson in the future. So
nice.
That will obviously go right past the farmers market.
Yes, that would be great. Yes, that will... impact our parking availability, but it'll be very nice to encourage people to bike and walk.
I think it's just on one side of the road.
We worked with PennDOT, and that was part of the, since Norview Farm is becoming that venue the board wanted it to become,
mm-hmm.
we wanted to make sure, because parking is an issue, that PennDOT understood that any bike lanes they put in, we were going to sign to say, hey, they're not open. Share the one of those. You ever see those signs?
Shares.
Bike lane can use the full lane in the road.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do, not to eliminate parking when we need it for Norview. Just to make sure. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because
we're eliminating
a couple
parking.
Hundred parking spaces away on Henderson Road.
And we're eliminating parking inside Norview, so that's important, correct?
It is.
Okay,
yeah.
So
it's very important. Yes. Thank you.
Goodness for that. Did we do any? I don't know if this is the time to ask this. Any extra advertising for the new buildings in
I know
town?
Jasmine sends the flyers directly to the building management that she gets their contact info from the bid, and then they post that to their building intranet for everybody to see every month. So
because they're all moving in, they're all new homes, just moving in. So and they're all young, a lot of them are young families, I can only imagine with the hundreds going up in Bridgeport and the hundreds going up in King of Prussia that we should get
all of them
increased.
To know that we have the farmer's market.
We want
there.
Them to know there's a farmer's market, and I'm hoping for an increased traffic. A lot of people moving in.
Okay, well, thank you for your presentation. Appreciate all the information and the great work that you've been doing. And keep on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to recess and return shortly, and we'll be with the Public Safety Citizen Advisory Board. Thanks so much.